Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Referee reader, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes, in particular the director's fortnight, the Cannes Realizzateur. I'm in company of Rebecca Zlotowski, who's here to present An Easy Girl. So let's start from the beginning. As I told you before I started the interview, it felt for me like this was a more personal or intimate, at least, film for you than the previous one, at least. Is it just my feeling or is it correct?
Well, I feel that all our films are super personal and intimate, like especially for French auteurs, you know, this tradition of crafting like a very specific small object. But I would say that my very first film, Belle Épine, who was portraying Léa Seydoux for the first time, like almost for the first time for her first part, and this one may have like, you know, echoes or dialogue between each other, because one of them was a super dark motorcycle, metallic, winter-ish, you know, film, and this one is like the same, like, you know, intimacy for me, but totally like solaire, Mediterranean, summer tale. You see what I mean? So it was like a negative and positive of the same intuition. And also, yes, it's a very intimate and personal object that I really wanted to craft, since I did it very fast. And I feel that when we do that in an impulsion, in a gest, it always like echoes with what you are at a very specific moment. And I was this person. I was reacting to the Weinsteinier. I was reacting to the death of a good friend. So I wanted like pulsion, sex, going holidays. I wanted, you see what I mean? And the encounter of this amazing lady, Zaya Dehar.
So was that the inspiration for that reading?
I would say like all of these are inspirational for the film. And then you realize you have a subject, that you have like a strong subject, when it crosses and it makes a form, it makes like an evidence. It's obvious that you have to make it this way. So the encounter of Zaya Dehar really like was the ground, you know, of the desire of this film. But the story, I had that like for a long time. Really wanted to depict just the summer of two young ladies in the south of France. I had this story in mind for a long time. I don't know why. Maybe because it's so different from what I am. Maybe because when I bump into those women, when you see like those amazingly sexy, appealing, subversive women that are so that put everything on their sex appeal, so, you know, different from me, I would always like just stop and look at them and stare at them, and not trying like to just like really take the time to understand what would be a summer with her. And maybe, probably, I really wanted to.
You know, even if you manage to tackle a lot of interesting topics, I mean, first of all, what you called, I think, if I'm translating correctly, the age of horror, you know, the adolescence, in a way that we all remember, with a mixture of fear and I don't know what else, and stereotypes, you know, and... But at the same time, the film gave me a sort of a pleasure feeling. I don't know how to explain it. So I was trying to understand if this was your intention. I mean, to tackle important topics while giving you an enjoyable, relaxing summer, in a way.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I mean, amen. If it's exactly like the kind of experience of cinema that I treasure. I have like, you're Italian. There's like so much Italy in this film, so much love for Italian cinema in this film. Pietro Germi, the suitcase, Claudia Cardinale in the suitcase lady. And Stefania Sandrelli is everywhere in this film. Claudia Cardinale, like. In France, people mention like Brigitte Bardot, but I'm always thinking about these tales of sensuality that Italy know exactly how to bring to the audience, with an exigence of cinema and an exigence of storytelling as well. So if I can mix, and in France it would be Jacques Rosier for Adieu Philippine, Blue Jeans, like all those person who flirts just like Flirter on the Côte d'Azur. This is exactly the kind of topics that surrounded me as a kid, as a young lady, when I was, you know, growing up, trying to understand what sexuality, seduction could be. I was an orphan of a mother, and to me, like, those women on the screen would lead me in the femininity. So in 2019, I was like, now that I can do, now that I can have this female gaze on it, how can I bring it to an interesting topic, still with sexuality, sensuality, not being boring with this, just being sexy and warm and solar, and also kind of trying to be, you know, smart in a way to take the defense of women that people despise. So it was just like, you know, it could be a political project mixed with sensuality and very formal and light and generous project in a way.
Well, actually, in this very moment, it could be a very political project, because in this moment we are sort of forced, or we want to try and look at women in a different way, or at least go beyond stereotypes. So how could we define an easy girl or a dangerous woman to cite the film?
I love to play with, when you mention stereotypes, I would say I love to play with archetypes. It's like we need to do now, because it's still like it's so interesting to defend ourselves. When I mean, when I say ourselves, cinema maker, women and men that try to move the gender and push the boundaries, you know, with the and I feel that this tale of empowerment is absolutely, like, you know, it's not only about the sexy woman, the subversive woman. It's not only about, like, this young a cousin that is trying to find her destiny, her fate in the time of a summer period. It's not only like this very rich guy, sexy, charming. I'm sorry for my broken English, but and that who lives on this yacht and is so exhibitionist in a way too, because it's like the image that I really wanted to depict is those people that have dinner in front of the poor people, yacht, rich kids, and pizzeria in front of the pot. So it was like, c'est trop dire pour moi en anglais. Pourquoi j'ai fait la fête? It's, I mean, it's, you come at the end of this festival, it's difficult.
Yeah,
c'est
I
tellement, and also I love to, I love so much to talk in French, to speak. You see what I mean? I'm so talkative. So I'm sorry. What is a dangerous woman or an easy girl? I would say that let's have fun with archetypes. Let's rehabilitate a little bit the derision of the those starlets on the croisette. There's like a past, an inner heritage of those ladies, and I don't want to be, as a feminist today, I don't want to refuse this heritage. I don't want to look like, I don't want to pretend that Zayadea is going to be like a teacher in university or in Collège de France. I'm very happy and very glad that she likes the archetypes that she's, like, you know, that she, you see.
I guess, as I always say, as long as we owe it, I mean, as women, it's okay. I mean, we don't have to be this sort of portrait of a superwoman or a feminist, or as long as we like to be that way, who cares? That's the real freedom.
Let's embrace it. What I love with this girl, what seduces me, what is a role model for me, the way she's a role model for me, is because she embraces absolutely her pleasure, the way she is, the way she feels. And this is like a political statement. This is a very strong political statement. We are still there. We are still there. We're still trying to say that if she wants, and maybe probably in the 60s, which is an imaginary that is crossing her body, her mind, and the imaginary of the film as well. I was mentioning like Italy, but also like in France. I feel that in the 60s, this possibility to play in a pop culture way, you know, with the femininity, ultra femininity, uber femininity of those ladies and the croisette just walking, being like very, you know, this was possible as a game, and I feel that it's time for us to embrace the possibility of play with this.
I really liked, I was telling Benoit, I really liked this character, because first of all, he grows with the as long as he grows into Mina's mind, into Naima's mind, it grows into the audience, so we start to like him and to get to know him better. So did you build this character? What was his meaning in this whole...
He's a slave. I loved that, all this, because we were mentioning sexuality, but we mentioned also the fact that there's a journey of class clash, you know, like the rapport de classe. Yeah. You know. So, because it's so mixed with the sexuality. You have sexuality in a way, and the violence of the class clashes in another. He would be among the rich, the one that is still, like, you know, dominated by the other. And I love the fact that in the film there's always, like, you know, an alternative, you know, exchange of who's dominator and who's dominated, who's in power and who doesn't have the power. And the fact that he looks like in power, but he's not, because he feels like dominated by this person who's paying for his knowledge. So in a way, he's also a slut, and he's also, you know, it was like a phrase that I just cut at the editing because it was too obvious for me. But when the landlord of the yacht, the Brazilian, says, yes, he works a little bit for me, and Benoît Magimel says, I'm his slave. And he was mentioning after that, kind of his whore, in a way. And it was interesting because it was just like depicting all the possibilities of being like the master or the slave in the film.
And we'll be talking to Rebecca Zlotowski, director of An Easy Girl, screening in Directors for Night, the Kansander Realizator at the 72nd Festival de Cannes. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.